Hi, this is Juice.
And Bubbles, what's up?
Reporting live from Atomic Landing from the Bolton Central School Computer Lab.
All right, Jackie, I want to know about your skateboard shoes and these pinstripe pants.
You know what? I have style, Greg suits.
I'm not going to deny that. That's true.
I got best dressed, but skateboard shoes and pinstripe pants don't really say that, huh?
I think you pull it off, so best dress fits. You got best dress for the what is it called? What do they call it? Those acronyms or something? What do they call it?
Superlatives.
Whatever.
According to Rolf, they're superlatives.
Yeah. You want to hear a secret?
What?
I got most artistic, but I crossed my name out.
Why?
Because I don't want to be most artistic.
You are, though.
Casey can take it. Casey's got it.
For all of our audience out there, Greg is an amazing artist.
Oh, no.
He's actually making me a canvas right now.
Yeah, so.
Which I'm pretty excited about.
I'm going to make a few canvases, and hopefully you pick the best one.
You don't have to make so many.
No, but I want to make a whole bunch.
Really?
I mean, I want to make one.
That's really.
I'm going to keep a few of them. And, yeah. Remember the one I did for Amy?
Yeah, that was sick.
That one was easy. I'm going to do a like crazy one that's filled in and everything.
So, sounds good. Yeah. For all you viewers out there, Greg Suits is a pretty acclaimed graffiti artist.
Some might
say. Legal graffiti artist.
Some might say,
He taught me how to do graffiti. Legal graffiti.
Definitely. That was back in the day. You were a broken leg? Was that a broken leg?
No, I screwed up my knee.
Yeah, and you still pulled it off. You did a nice piece, you know, nice colors and everything.
All I remember
clean,
is
came out clean.
Excellent hand control. That's what you kept telling me.
Can control. That's what it's all about.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I like talking about graffiti.
Graffiti?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, when we send this out, anyone can listen to it around the world?
Yeah, anyone can listen to it.
So all you graffiti artists out there around the world, graffiti is good for you. Do graffiti.
Did you watch any shows this week? Or?
No, not really. I watched Wild Boys. Have you ever seen Wild Boys?
Yeah, I have.
Wow, okay.
Ray was telling me about
it
last night.
Yeah, Ray, this is how I got into it. Ray was talking about it. I couldn't stop laughing, so I had to go see it for myself. And there's this one part where they go get this crab, and the crab is it has claws that cracks coconuts, right?
Yeah.
And Steve-O lets the crab clamp onto his butt, and and they couldn't
he
get
scream.
Yeah, he's screaming the whole time, and they can't get the crab off of him, right? And they're trying, they're prying open the crab's claws, trying to get it off of him. And it takes like 10 minutes to get it off. And then finally, when they get it off, like they show Steve-O's butt, and there's these huge red marks. Oh, I felt
bruise?
So bad.
Do you think he had a bruise?
I think definitely he got a bruise.
Did you see that one of the Wild Boys episodes? They have to lick an Indian guy's feet.
I saw. Oh my god, that's so gross. Do you see the elephantitis feet that they had?
I didn't see that.
Well, good, because the first one was gross, but the second one was gross too. Did you see the thumb wrestling wars?
No.
Oh man, this guy had six. He had a second thumb on one hand, so he had six fingers on one hand, and it was a little thumb.
Actually, I didn't see it. It was a little thumb.
Yeah, it was a little thumb. And they're like, I can't beat him. He's like, ah. It was awesome.
Because he couldn't pin down his other thumb.
Exactly. He always won.
Kyle Miller has just entered the building.
Kyle, do you have any jokes? Clean jokes, not like newfers.
No. Okay. Let's announce the superlatives.
Okay, do you know who won?
Oh, I know that Amanda, Vicky, and Min got best eyes.
Best eyes? I voted for Amanda for best eyes.
Yeah, so did I. I voted for Amanda.
And,
I know that Charlie and Kyle got class flirt.
Charlie and Kyle?
Yeah.
Got a class flirt?
Yeah.
What about, was there a best couple?
No, we didn't have best couple because we don't really have a couple
that's
in
true.
Our class.
Well, no, I don't know. Kyle's over there. He's making faces. I don't know.
Yeah. There might be a couple, but they don't want to admit it.
Well, anyway, what else? I voted for you for best dress.
I got best dress. Me and Ray.
Yeah, and I voted for Ray for best hair, too.
Yeah.
He works
Amanda and Ray both got Amanda, best hair.
I voted for Amanda
got Hall Roamer.
Hall Roamer.
Yeah.
I think I should have got that one.
Were you there when Ray had to get down on his knees and apologize to me?
That's going to be in the yearbook.
I know.
It's going to be awesome.
He's embarrassed.
dissatisfied with your ride? Bass just ain't got enough kick? Or is your ride just cosmetically displeasing? Come down and see Noof at Noof's Auto across from Rogers Park Bolton Landing. He's got wheels, lights, amps, subs, and enough other parts to make your car stand out. And they're even cheaper than before. So come down and see Noof at Noof's Auto across from Rogers Park Bolton Landing. Phone him at 518-644-1652 or email him at www.noofsauto.com.
Ah, I hate my life. I wish I had a girl. What do you want?
Try Diet Pepsi for only 50 cents a bottle.
So crisp, so refreshing. Ah, it's like a party in a can.
Hey, Greg, you're looking fine today.
Hey, Greggy Poo, what are you doing later?
You the man, Greg, you the man.
For more information, go to www.toogoodtobetrue.com or call 1-800-GOD-GIFT. That's www.toogoodtobetrue.com or 1-800-GOD-GIFT. It's a party in a can.
So,
did you like the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was alright. I placed a $10 bet on it. I lost.
You lost, huh?
So, otherwise, it was a pretty good game.
My mom ate so much food.
Yeah, I was mad I missed that. But really? Well, besides the Super Bowl, how's your day, Jaggy?
Yesterday?
Today. Yesterday and the weekend before.
It was good.
Cool.
I was really tired this morning, though.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't wake up at all.
Yeah, no, it happened to me this morning.
What?
I got into bed about 1 o'clock. I didn't go sleep for... I laid in bed for 3 hours straight. Didn't go sleep. So, otherwise, pretty good. Noof, what about you? I think Noof had a good weekend.
Yeah, me too.
I saw Noof. I was there. Oh,
you had to work?
If you gotta get used to it. Well, with the summer, man, it's gonna happen plenty more times. That's a true Noof trooper.
A Noof troop.
Noof troop. The Noof troop.
I don't know what else we can talk about. Applebee's.
Applebee's
is
fun.
A three-course meal for $13. We went to Applebee's.
That was good.
Yeah. I gave Greg all my food.
Yeah.
My extra food.
The brownie. Blondie brownie was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
I was thinking about that later.
You could be a food critic, actually, on the
Definitely.
Show.
Definitely. Like restaurant critics. There's a new Outback coming in, too. Outback Steakhouse over by Walmart.
Yeah, check I know. I'm excited about that. The Blooming Onion.
I went to the...
So
have you been to 99 yet?
No.
We almost went, but I've been in a... I'm not going to lie, I had a quesadilla.
From 99?
Yeah, I didn't eat it, so.
You didn't?
I did eat a little bit of it, but.
You didn't like it?
Yeah.
That stinks.
Oh, wow.
What about that guy at the mall?
Which one?
The one.
That was funny. Okay, can I tell a story?
Yeah, you can tell it.
Okay, so we're walking down the mall strip. Was it? It's three girls, Moffitt and I. So this kid comes up. I'm kind of behind Jackie, and the kid comes up to Jackie, shakes her hand. And I'm thinking to myself, Jackie knows this person from somewhere. But, like, they talk for about 30 seconds. All of a sudden, the kid walks away with a distraught face on, and he looked very crushed. I immediately noticed, like, knew that that kid was trying to pick up Jackie, and it just wasn't working. He didn't work. Good try, though, whoever you are out there.
Yeah. out there.
What did he say, by the way?
He said, can you show me around the mall?
Oh, yeah. The mall is it's either go north or
whatever. And I said, whatever. It's not really that big, so you shouldn't have a problem.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
That was good. Good times.
Yeah. Moffitt blasts his music.
Yeah, he does.
Really loud. And my sister was sitting on top of his, like, subs or whatever. And it was shaking her. That was pretty bad.
Was she complaining about that after?
Yeah. She's like, you stole my seat.
We almost went and saw When a Stranger Calls, but...
Yeah.
Too big of a line.
That line was huge, too.
I didn't feel like standing in that line.
Me either.
Plus, we were late.
Yeah. Katie said they didn't get in that late, though.
Oh. But they said it was good, though, otherwise.
Katie doesn't like speed, really. I guess she goes, like, 65 on the north way.
She's a good driver.
Yeah. Which is respectable. She actually doesn't speed, like most people. What did you think of the drug thing we had today?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of depressing.
I thought it was, like, pretty good, though.
It was
like,
good, yeah. It was.
He presented his information. Like, there was a lot.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, no, they don't want you, like...
They don't want you to be... think drugs are happy. They want you to... They want to scare
you. No, but
he
did show you that, like, the effects. Like, they make you feel good and everything.
Before and after pics, those were kind of...
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, this can make you feel really good, but it will make you look really bad in the future.
It's like, I look at it as, like, you're putting your life in fast forward. Remember that lady? She looked fine, but then 4 years later, she looked like she was 80.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you're doing that, you're putting your life in fast forward, and you're just going down. You're dying quickly.
But that's exactly, like, what they want to send a message as.
Exactly.
Like, I know that I'm not going to try methamphetamine ever. Like, look at it. See that lady?
What about, according to a police officer, Bolton Lanning has a very high rate of underage alcohol.
Yeah.
Usage.
And he's like, they said mostly in girls.
Yeah. Right when they said that, I wondered. I was like, What?
Yeah.
What new? It's quite simple. They hear it gets around town. Small town.
Or did you hear that they had the biggest bust ever in Bolton Landing? And
yeah.
For marijuana.
I remember the exact numbers. 499 plants.
That's so much. I was trying to think in my head who it was.
I've seen
but I couldn't think of it.
I've seen a book with the front. It said upstate New York, and then it just showed a field of marijuana plants.
Yeah.
And one of the mountains behind it, I could have sworn it was Tongue Mountain. So I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm not good with mountains,
well,
so.
If you think about it, there's so much, like, land around here.
Exactly.
That it's just, like, you can't get on Tongue Mountain unless you, like, you can't drive, like.
Yeah.
You can't drive
there.
You have
there. To use
you
a
have
boat.
To go by
yeah.
boat. It's, like, completely, like, it's hard to enforce. Because there's just
so much land.
Yeah,
enough
open
people,
land.
Too many other people growing.
Yeah.
And people know. They find the spots where.
Like, they're more concerned about Canada.
Yeah, Canada. You heard he said about the factories.
Yeah.
Selling a one pound, $10,000.
Or not even, like, the reservations he was talking about, too.
Yeah, those are bad,
And
too.
I heard that, like, reservations don't really work well with cops.
No, they don't.
Like, he was making it sound like, I think he has
yeah.
to make it sound like that.
Politically
but,
correct.
But I don't think that they work very well with them. Because they don't want to be under any U.S. law.
Yeah.
They're governing themselves.
Sovereign nation.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, they don't have.
To use a Mr. McGurl vocabulary word from government. Sovereign.
We need something funny.
I know.
This is like the serious segment.
I know. No, that is pretty serious, talking about drugs, though.
It's like Yeah. Oh, man, what was that? I was thinking about conspiracies earlier today.
I really liked those Diet Pepsi commercials last night.
Yeah.
They were
really funny. There's some funny ones.
I really liked the Sun Devil one because it was like definitely like a kick in the pants to Diet Coke.
Yeah, Diet Coke. I mean. He's like, look, you look great. Like,
yeah. Aren't you glad you didn't do any of the stunts? That was funny. There were some good commercials. I can't think of any.
I know. I'm drawing a blank.
I thought was the crime deterrent one because they're like, mine has service in everywhere or something like that. And they're like, mine has webmail and mine has pictures and stuff like that. And he goes, mine has a crime deterrent. And he throws it at the guy's head.
That's awesome.
It was so funny. Did you see that interception that was like right to him?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, and I was going for the Seahawks. And
yeah.
I was thinking to myself, he just threw it to the opposite team. Like, there was no one
where he was like right in the end zone?
Yeah, they were like they were
like at the 20-yard line maybe.
Yeah.
Like, he throws it just it was all
it was right to the other team.
Yeah. There was no Seahawks. It went like 5 feet over one Seahawks head and then just into the arms or hands of the
other team, yeah.
Yes, Steelers and that game was
I didn't really think that it was like that incredibly good of a game.
That's exactly what I thought. Was it the Patriots and who else was last? Who was last year?
Patriots
and who? Wasn't that considered? There's
Eagles.
One, yeah, like wasn't that considered one of the greatest games of all the?
Yeah, wasn't it won by a?
It was like 1 point.
A field goal or something like that. It's
pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, there was this one. There was a fumble or something.
When the quarterback ran it.
Yeah.
And he ran like at least 30 or more than 30 yards and like he. Fell and then it just comes out. I thought it was a fumble and they didn't rule it a fumble.
They didn't rule it a fumble.
What about that when the Steelers had that one touchdown when he dove and he got stopped right before the line?
Yeah,
And I didn't think it was a touchdown, but they gave it to him.
I don't think Conspiracy it was a touchdown. The theory. Ball has to go over the line and it wasn't over
and
the
he
line.
He was down before. No, that would be a touchdown. But he was down on the ground. And his knee, he was down.
No,
stopped,
it was like, what team was that?
The
Steelers were going for the touchdown, right? And
they're like on the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and the other team came and hit him like right before the line.
And he just stopped right before the line, fell, and then put his arm with the football over.
Yeah.
And I was angry. Jay, did I ever tell you about the time I saw you before I moved here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you.
I was with Matt Brown.
You were Matt Brown, John Hawk, Eric Madison. I remember Eric had a guitar with him. I remember John Hook. I was with my friend. I was like, look at that Herb. It's 3-Pac. He had a bandana on.
Yeah.
Call him a Herb. He's cool, though, now I know him. And,
yeah, that was, who were you with? You were with
one
of your friends.
Yeah, I was with my friend Cop Tizzle. And
He hasn't come up here.
No, he's came up after that. But before I was really, he came up early.
Yeah.
Like when I
he should come up again. Yeah. I like meeting your friends.
He definitely will. He's cool. Short, hairy, funny, crazy.
Hairy. That's good.
I would like to introduce to you the most desirable beverage ever from Mountain Dew. It's something so unbearable that you must have it.
It's so refreshing.
Mouthwatering.
How satisfying.
Exuberating. It's so delectable. For more information, go to www.greencat.com or call 1-800-DO-IT-UP. It's a refreshing pick-me-up that will last you throughout the day. And it's only $1 for a bottle or 50 cents a can.
Do you ever feel tired? Like you just don't have enough time. Oh yeah. Stop by your local convenience store today and grab some amp. One-stop source for all the energy you can need. It will give you that extra kick in the rear to get you in gear. Brought to you by the makers of Mountain Dew. Amp. It's like energy you can. Go out and buy it today. Purchase necessary. More than 2 cans consumed a day, not advised.
Alright, let's tell a joke. Juice, what kind of cheese is not yours?
I don't know, Bubbles, what kind of cheese?
Nacho cheese, got you again!
Now it's time to get into our pet peeve section of the show. And Bubbles, I was wondering what your biggest pet peeve is.
My pet peeve is lasers. kids behind us are shooting us with lasers, and it's very annoying. It's a laser beam, and no, but otherwise, my real pet peeve, I can't say in school.
Oh, okay.
So, what's yours, Juice?
I'd have to say my biggest pet peeve is when people don't say bye when they get off the phone.
Oh, yeah?
Or when they hang up on you. I hate that, too. And because they do it in movies all the time. They never say bye.
And with that, we'll start our pet peeve segment with our first pet peever. His name's Casey Bennett. And I'm going to ask you, Casey, what's your pet peeve?
I'd have to say my biggest pet peeve is there's always that one person that whenever someone tells a joke, they make the biggest, fakest laugh that everyone knows it's not real. And they just keep going.
It's just acting?
Yes. And they think it's, like, funny. No, and they fit in. I hate it.
I understand. It's your pet peeve.
And open doors. I hate open doors.
Open doors. They get me too, dude.
Yeah. When people rub their feet on the carpet, and it makes that sound. I have to say tinfoil, too.
Keep going.
Tinfoil. Like,
what else?
Like, whenever I see tinfoil, I feel it between my teeth. Like, I don't even have to like touch it. I just feel it. I feel it in my teeth. I start grinding my teeth.
Okay. Anything else? Any more pent up anger you like to?
Well,
Let off some steam.
When I'm in like when I'm somewhere that I don't know, and there's a person that just looks at you. You don't know them.
Maybe that's a compliment. No.
It's just the same sex.
I don't know about that.
They just look at you and they like, you know, like look at your feet, jeans, and they kind of tilt their head.
It's like sizing you up, sort of.
Yeah, like comparing you. Why?
I don't know why.
What? Where does this world come to?
Thank you, Casey. What has this world come to?
I don't know.
Hello?
Ray?
Yeah, you're really loud.
Okay, hold on. Is that better?
No, but keep going.
Okay. What's your biggest pet peeve, Ray?
The close talker.
So you don't like people in your personal space?
No, I really don't like it.
All right.
Oh, wait, I got one better. Oh, when they touch my hair.
So you're a pretty boy, is that what you're saying?
That's it.
Alright, thanks for calling in, Ray.
Alright.
Hello. Did we miss him? Oh. It rang for a second, but we missed it.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Tommy.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, what's your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is probably when I'm driving and there's someone going like 30 miles an hour and they just do not pull over.
That's
I'd be honking my horn and like, get out of the way, and they still stand there.
What about flashing your high beams? Do you do that,
yeah, Tom? Yeah, I do that. I even get really close to people, too.
What about waving fingers in the air?
Yeah, I do that. I do a bunch of hand gestures.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Tom.
All right.
Tommy.
Bye. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Who's this?
It's Andy.
Mr. Andy. What's your biggest pet peeve?
I had to say when people touch you all the time, like Justin Moffat.
You don't like touchy people, huh?
No, when they get in your space, you know, you should have a little bubble around you, just your space.
All right.
Yeah, Moffitt definitely has that, he likes to poke at the bubble.
Yeah,
and who's ever in their own bubble.
Yep.
Especially the face area, he likes, he touches, it's so annoying. Yeah.
Every time he sees you, it's necessary.
It's necessary, yeah. That's all we have for today, so that's a wrap.
Play that track back.
I I'd like to give a shout out to all the people behind the scenes who make this podcast possible. Our first is Ralph, the technical advisor. Ralph, say hi.
Hey.
There goes Ralph. We also got Noof. What does Noof do? I don't know, but he's back there. We got Vicky.
Vicky's doing the music, I think.
Vicky's doing the music. She's good at it, too. And then we have our VJs, Jackie and Greg. But can't forget Miss T, who makes everything possible. Thank you, Miss T.